Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rusty Quill presents.
Hey everyone, Alexey Talanda here, and welcome to our bonus content as we work on putting Ostium Season 6 together. We're continuing with our Behind the Ostium series as we go in-depth with the making and discussion of how each episode of Ostium came to be, as well as much more. I am joined by Dwayne Farver, a big fan of the show and creator of the spin-off podcast Manifestations. If you enjoy the Behind the Ostium series, you can get full access to over 50 episodes right now by supporting Team Ostium on Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. You'll also get access to a bunch of other bonus content on there too. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. We'll continue working on getting Ostium Season 6 ready for release in 2022, but for now, sit back and enjoy another episode of Behind the Ostium. So then we go to episode 14, Voyager. So we're trying to think we're fitting our, I think our plan was to do kind of like two historical and then one future type of thing for the setup for this season. So we do Voyager, which is the Voyager space probe, which they sent out to various planets in the 70s, Voyager 1 and Voyager 2, and I should have looked it up for this recording today, but as of this recording, they are now well beyond our solar system, and I'm pretty sure they're beyond our, what they call the heliosphere now too, which is the farthest extent of the power and heat of the sun. So now they literally are in out in distant space, traveling along somewhere. I can't remember if this, it probably did tie for that I had been reading a bit about Voyager, because when I was writing this in, what would that have been, 2018?
Yeah. This was released on February 25th.
2018? Okay, so no, it was 2017 I was writing this then, because I was just looking up today, the 40th anniversary of the Voyager launch was, it was like August something. So it was the 2017 was the 40th anniversary from 77. Yeah. So just kind of with all the various science podcasts and stuff I listen to and read about through the year, hearing a lot of stuff about Voyager, like, well, I love Voyager. It's a really cool idea and everything. So what's play around with that with Ostium in some way? And then to think, well, I think it was again part of the wiki page I was reading about it. What if as these space probes are just going out, that they do go somewhere. We, you know, human, the Earth can be all burned up in billions of years and be all done, but these things are still going out there somewhere. So what if a spaceship or something found it and picked it up? And then that obviously led to Jake and Monica having to show up there and recognize what it was. I wanted to change it out, change the format a little bit. So I started off with the history lesson this time instead of Jake having to lecture. Well, he still lectures, but I mean, he lectures kind of at the beginning and then sets up for the episode of them going through this kind of weird spaceship and then eventually leading to the hangar and finding the Voyager probe there. It was also a chance for me to kind of play with a spaceship and have turbo lifts and little Star Trek references and little different things going on, a little showing of their geekery and their working together and how they're stuck in this kind of together and they're having fun at least doing it for the time being. And then leading to the next body that they find on the, what do you call it? The crew deck, the cockpit. What do you call it, Dwayne? The bridge. Yes. Which they take Did he call it a Space Vader? I can't remember if he called it that at one point. Is that this episode? I can't remember if it's this episode if he does that or not.
I did like the history lesson, like you called it, at the beginning. Mm-hmm. It was a nice break to how things
happen. It is known in writing circles, the info dump. And just, again, it was a plenty of me putting my own admiration and love of science and space and discovery in there too, with Jake coming on this thing and saying, oh my God, it's the Voyager space probe, you know, something he never got to see because he wasn't born yet, probably. But he wasn't born yet. But to just know about and have respect for and knowledge of, and then to actually see the real thing, and here it is on the deck of an alien vessel, you know. It's kind of big ramifications with that. But because of the constructs of only having so much time on these places, I couldn't really explore it that much further with what was actually on the ship, if there was anything else going on here or what the story was behind it.
The door 42, was that a conscious?
Oh, yes. That was door 42. So, yeah, that's why I had to do that too.
I figured.
Because it is the answer to life, the universe, and everything.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.